My name is Aaliyah Belk. I'm from Charlotte. I'm a freshman, and I'm studying health and wellness.
I'm Elizabeth Krug. I am from Charlotte. And what was the last question?
What are you studying?
I am studying psychology.
This looks really interesting. Tell me about your...
We wanted to look at these two artists, Edvard Munch and Vincent van Gogh, and see how their mental illness was portrayed in their art. So we looked at the neural activity that was going on in their brain in correlation to their artwork to see that, for example, Vincent van Gogh suffered from temporal lobe epilepsy, myriad features of schizophrenia causing his madness, as they described him as, and he cut off his ear. And in this portrait, you can see that he was here. He made this portrait when he was in a mental asylum, causing him a lot of distress after one of his mental breaks. And then she will explain to you.
Okay, tell me about the Scream.
Okay, The Scream obviously is a very famous painting by Edvard Munch, and Edvard actually suffered from agoraphobia with panic attacks. Agoraphobia is the fear of just being outside of one's home and being alone, and this panic attack portrayed in The Scream, he described as, I stepped and leaned against the railing, half dead with fatigue. Over the blue-gray fjord, the clouds hung, as red as blood and the tongues of flames. My friends drew away. Alone and trembling with fear, I experienced nature's greatest scream. So Edvard was very, he admitted to the fact that his mental illness did directly impact what he created and what he painted. Obviously, The Scream is a representation of a panic attack that he had, whereas Vincent van Gogh didn't necessarily have that direct representation of his mental illness, but his subject matter was influenced by the fact that he had a mental illness, and in this portrait he portrays his lowest point of his life. He's in a mental institution, and he had just cut off his ear, so he wasn't.
So, you decided to do a poster in your first year out. Man, what prompted that?
We're in Neuroscience 178. It's, the class is actually called Neuroscience and Pop Culture. So we're looking at elements of neuroscience and relating them to pop culture. So we wanted to do this project that looked at mental illness and art, and we chose the topic.
How'd you choose the topic?
I know that I have always been personally interested in the fact that there seems to be a correlation between mental illness and art. I have been in several art classes. I'm actually an art minor, and I've learned about these two artists and how they did have mental illness, and I was just curious to see how they actually were represented through the art that they created.
Did you learn anything that surprised you?
I thought it was surprising that there were so many different things that Vincent van Gogh could have had. Because of the time period in which he was alive, no one can really know for sure what his mental illness was, but there have been so many different hypotheses about what he specifically could have had, like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. The list is very, very long.
Anything surprised you?
I didn't know much about Edvard Munch and The Scream. I had seen the painting before when I had traveled and then when I was younger, but now that I did this research and know that it was an actual direct reflection of like his mental illness, it's really powerful.